Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to call. I'm thinking possibly about a career change, and what's motivating that career change is for about 10 years, my wife has been diagnosed bipolar. And my career right now has us living away from family and support. I'm a minister. My wife tells me she hates being a minister, which is fine. I mean, she has her own feelings. She, you know, I'm the one that's a minister.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 19 years.
How old are you?
I am 40.
And how old is she?
She is 40.
You guys have kids together?
Yes, we do.
Ages? No, what are their ages? Actually do have an age.
Yeah, we have four, 17, 14, 12, and 9.
Has she been uncomfortable about your occupation the whole marriage?
Well, let's just say from the beginning, she began to share with me a long time ago, 14 years ago when I became a minister. This is not what she thought it would be from the get-go.
How much of an involvement does she actually have in your life? I mean, I know she's a minister's wife, but I mean, I having known both ministers and ministers' wives for various reasons over the years, they're women who are, or and they're sometimes women ministers now. So there are spouses that are heavily involved in the church and the career, and ones that aren't involved at all.
Well, she involves herself where she wants to. I have found that she is very critical of the churches that I have served.
But Mike, you're not really answering my questions.
Okay.
How involved is she? I mean, how much do you expect from her? How much does she involve herself? Because it would seem to me that, I mean, you pointed out several different issues, three different issues that I can understand. That she's bipolar, although bipolarity is certainly one of those situations that's fairly well treated, pretty responsive to medication and therapy, number one. Number two, you're saying that she's away from family, which that can be a boon or, you know, a bust, depending. And number three, that she doesn't like being a minister's wife. And so that's where I chose to start, of how much of the church life is she involved in. But, I mean, the fact that she doesn't like what you do because she feels that it puts responsibilities on her shoulders, the answer may be for you to do what you do and just not put any of the responsibilities on her shoulders, or not. So let's start with that issue of what kind of imperative is there for her, given the fact that you're a minister, right, as the minister's wife. Are there responsibilities that fall to her or that you expect of her because she's the minister's wife?
The only responsibility is that she has to live wherever I'm told that I'm going to serve in a parish. That's really the only...
How many parishes have you been in in the last 14 years?
Four.
So that's a move basically every 3 or 4 years.
Pretty much.
Yeah. If you were not a minister, what would you do?
I have some undergraduate work. I could work possibly in the school system or even in a management position in some type of factory or something like that.
Would that make you happy?
Well, all I know right now is that I'm not very happy knowing and living with someone who is not very happy at all about our state and life.
Are you assuming that if, in fact, you said to her, okay, we'll move back to where your family is, and I'll get a job that... And, of course, there aren't really guarantees of jobs anymore, let alone guarantees of being able to stay in one place. Do you think that would make her happier?
Oh, I know it would make her happier. I am convinced of that.
And she is as well?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I guess the deal I would make with her... So what's the question to me?
I just wanted to make sure. I mean, I'm ready to make that step if necessary. I just wanted to make sure it was a healthy step to make.
I don't know. I mean, you hear that I'm saying. I'm much more skeptical of it than you are. That first of all, manic depression isn't about external, number one. So your notion that somehow all we have to do is move closer to her family and everything will be okay, I think is probably misguided, if not naive, number one. Number two, that being close to family sometimes works and often does not, especially for 40-year-olds with four kids. Number three, you giving up a profession that you feel presumably is somewhat of a calling, given the fact that all it does is mean that she has to move every 4 years, may or may not make her happier, but I suspect it's going to make you much less happy. So I'm not sure that we're trading off one person's happiness for another, or it makes any sense, or that even the solution will work. I guess if you were coming to me as a couple and one of you was saying, you know, I'm really unhappy with his work, I would say, well, why don't... Does your wife work outside the home?
Yes, she works part-time.
Doing what?
She works for a school system. She goes into homes and works with kids that are somewhat mentally challenged.
Does she enjoy that?
She does. She does.
Well, does she understand that if you move from where you are, that she's very likely not going to be doing that? I mean, it's possible she can get another job doing the same thing where you're moving to, but it's not necessarily guaranteed.
Right. I agree with you. There's some naive feelings and understandings there.
Yeah, I think you're looking for a little magical thinking here. Let me tell you, if the two of you were coming to me, I would handle it completely differently. I would say to her, first of all, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And if she says, I want to live closer to my parents, I would say, number one, why? And number two, what's the longest period of time you've spent around your family? In the last decade. Because, again, I mean, I think just as you're engaging in magical thinking, so is she. That somehow, if I can just go home, everything will be okay. Well, 40-year-old's going home, what does that mean? She's not going to presumably live with her mother and father. If the two of you were coming to me, I would say probably several things to your wife. Number one, is she seeing a therapist?
Yes.
Is she on medication?
Yes.
And she's still manic? Is she still bipolar?
Oh, yeah, still bipolar, but it's under control.
Well, if she's bipolar, then we're not... What difference does it make? I mean, that's like saying, you know, I walk with a limp unless I have a cane, but with my cane, I walk fine, so why are we talking about limping?
Well, I guess I've always wondered, maybe one of the reasons she's always not gotten along with people in whatever church that I've served, very few number of friends, and just basically hated everything about wherever I've been, and I always wondered if that wasn't part of it that was entering into it.
No. First of all, that has nothing to do with bipolarity, number one. Number two, it sounds like she's hostile. But, I mean, Mike, I think you need to educate yourself about bipolarity, number one. Number two, she's with a therapist and on medication. She should be basically asymptomatic. The people who are not bipolar can still be furious, can still be unhappy, can still... I mean, she's not going to be a zombie, nor would you want her to be. So I'm not sure why the bipolarity has anything to do with it, which is, you heard my suspicion 10 minutes ago, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I think you guys have a massive marital problem that you're not looking at. And I think that you, by saying it's her bipolarity, I think you're being dismissive of the fact that she's furious with you. And you're not dealing with that. And I think you being, saying, okay, I'm going to give up everything for you, is going to make you furious with her. I think the two of you need to see a marriage counselor and figure out what you're doing here. I think the idea, and again, if the two of you were seeing me, if the bipolarity is not under control, then she's got the wrong therapist and the wrong medication. If she is, you take it off the table. If the issue is living with her family, what is it that is her fantasy about living at home going to mean? And the point being that you need, it sounds to me that the two of you are kind of throwing things at each other rather than, because it sounds like you're both very frustrated and very frightened, but look, go and spend a long weekend or a week or something living with your in-laws and see how that works for everybody. Again, I think that it sounds like she's got a therapist, but if the two of you are going to work on your marriage, you need to be in marriage counseling. And the assumption that everything in your marriage that's going wrong is due to her bipolarity is a disastrous kind of assumption at this point. Right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed, and if you have a question you want to ask me before the end of today, at the end of the program, give me a holler right now, 855-99-37569. And Trevor tells me we're getting a little bit behind on emails, so let's do an email.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Here's an email from Anne Marie, who says, "My husband and I have been married for almost 6 years, together 10 years. We have not been intimate since 2007. We do have children. After many heartfelt discussions..."
Well, 2007 is 8 years ago, which means they'd stopped being intimate before they got married.
Ooh, not a good sign. In any case,
no.
After many heartfelt discussions, he admitted he just can't engage in intimacy. Medication and current cardiac issues prevent him from obtaining assistance with intimacy. We've expressed how much we love each other and that sex is not the glue holding us together. So what my question is to you is a marriage without sex possible? I still have those wants and needs that I wish could be filled, but I know he isn't interested in even attempting to get that close. Help me to figure this out. I love him so much, and he's such a good dad and provider. I am listening at work. Thank you, Dr. Joy."
Okay, kiddo, first of all, Viagra was actually discovered because people thought it was an alternative to nitroglycerin, which is used for cardiac problems, right? So that's, and what they found is that it wasn't any better than nitroglycerin. It was a great deal more expensive. But the guys who were using it came in and saying, okay, it's not any better than nitroglycerin, but let me tell you the side effect. So the notion that somehow, because of cardiac issues, he can't engage in sex is maybe not necessarily the case, and certainly worth checking out. I don't know where that assumption came from, but as I said, the most common medication used for erectile problems was something that was actually viewed initially as a component of cardiac care. So that may be worth checking out with his urologist, or perhaps better, his cardiologist, number one. You haven't told me, dude, they've been together for 10 years, married for 6, but haven't had sex for 8 years, so, which means that they got married with the notion that they'd already stopped having sex. I don't know if either of you assumed that once we were married that we'd start having sex. She mentioned something about children, doesn't she, in the first sentence, Trevor?
I'm sorry, yeah, there's no, something. She doesn't say anything about how many children she has, but they do have children.
Well, the question is this, I mean, if he has cardiac problems, it may be that it's a second, you know, it's a later marriage and the children are from another relationship. It would be helpful to know whether the two of you had children with each other before you got married, if that's why you got married. I mean, this is the problem about email, is that there's more unanswered questions than there are answered questions to a very large extent. Okay. We're going to have to take it off the table because I just don't know anything about it. So in answer to your question, can there be marriages without sex? Sure. And it's not all that uncommon. The problem is that there's several problems. First of all, as you mentioned, can there be marriages without sex? Yes. Can there be intimacy without sex? Yes. And my concern is that the two of you are equating sex and intimacy, and you're not having either. And I would really encourage the two of you to think about intimacy. And the fact that he isn't interested in having sex doesn't mean that if he cares about you, which presumably does, and wants to maintain the marriage, that he can't deal with some of your sexual needs in ways that don't require an erect penis on his part. So the two of you need to have certainly some clarification about what he's willing to do and not willing to do, what you would like and not wanting to have. I have no idea of your age. I have no idea whether these children are... You said he's a good dad, so that would, I guess, imply that you have children together, which means that you may be a relatively young woman. And the idea of... I mean, I think the more important question in your particular case may not be, can there be marriage without sex? But can there be friendship without marriage? Because that sounds to me what the two of you are really looking at this moment, that you love him dearly, that it sounds like you may have children in common. It does sound like the two of you are relatively young, and that he is not interested, it sounds like, in sex. But the question, it also implies he's not interested in intimacy or dealing with any of your needs, which may be that he would feel happier, more manly, less guilty if the two of you figured out a way to co-parent the kids, to be friendly with one another, to spend time with each other, but maybe not to be married to each other. Because, well, I think there can be marriage without sex. It's going to leave both of you and you in particular, very vulnerable to somebody who makes a sexual overture to you, especially if you're relatively young and are feeling that that's really a loss in your relationship. And even if there's not sex, there certainly could be intimacy without sex. So I think the two of you need to have a clarification about what each of you wants at this moment. But the notion that you're staying married to him out of, pity or something else is not going to be, I think, not necessarily going to be a terribly viable kind of notion going forward. This is one of those emails that I know you're at work, but if you could at least maybe send me an additional email with maybe some more information, that might help me to be able to give you a better answer than I've given you. Because, well, I don't think that sex is, and there are lots of cases where people don't have sex in a marriage, but they still have some level of intimacy, some interaction with one another, some physicality with one another, some sensuality with one another, even if it's not sexuality with one another. And it sounds, and I don't know if that's something you're willing to settle for or not, but it may work better than what you've got right now, which it sounds to me is a situation where the terms are so undefined it's going to make both of you fairly miserable, I'm afraid. Okay. All right. Do we have another short one here?
A short one.
Okay, let's do a short one.
Okay, this one is an anonymous email, but it is kind of a short question, but it says, how do you deal with parents that don't believe in divorce when you're going through a divorce?
Well, it's fine. They don't have to get divorced, but it has nothing to do with you. That's like, how do I deal with my parents who vote Republican and I'm a Democrat? Or how do I deal with the fact that they are of one religion and I'm of another? Is that you maybe just don't discuss it. Of say, look, I understand that this is something that you feel uncomfortable about, but it's something that I know you want me to live my life and make myself as happy as possible. And so I think it's just something that you can't expect their support in it. And that may be what you're really looking for here, is to say, look, we understand that, that she wasn't the right one for you, or he was never supportive. And I think what you're going to have to do is assure them that they have access to both of you, to your soon-to-be ex, that the kids won't be used as pawns or as poker chips, and that they don't have to agree, but you understand that they can't be supportive, but it also means that they don't oppose you on this, which means you don't talk with them about it. You find other people to talk with about it. Because it doesn't sound to me so much that hopefully they're not opposing you, but you're looking for their support, and they can't offer it. Not because they don't love you, but because it goes against what they believe in. Okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart. heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of heart and body extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of heart and body extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order heart and body extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Just in time for Earth Day, it turns out that the health benefits of yogurt could be overrated. Oh, dear. And two related stories, that genetic tests could prevent killer bees all around the globe. And bees get a buzz from pesticide. I don't know. There we go. Alrighty. I thought I'd just take a moment here. We've got about 20-some minutes left if you have something on your mind that you want to talk with me about. That procrastination is one of those topics that comes up all of the time, right? The idea being, and as far as I'm concerned, you can't talk about perfectionism unless you're going to talk about, or procrastination. See, I gave away, let me start that again. I just gave away my headline, right? The idea being that you can't talk about procrastination unless you talk about perfectionism, that most procrastinators are perfectionists, that they think, well, you know, that I just don't have enough time to get it all done perfectly, so I'm going to start. And the idea that that somebody's come up with is, instead of saying, why do I procrastinate, because usually you get around to doing it sooner or later, but you may want to take exactly the opposite tack and say, instead of, why do I procrastinate, because we all know why you procrastinate, right? It's the discrepancy between how much pleasure you think you're going to get something and actually forcing yourself to do it, right? So the answer, the question may be more not why do you procrastinate, but why don't you procrastinate more than you do, all right? So the idea may be, well, if I continue to procrastinate doing my taxes, then the IRS is going to come after me, all right? So maybe focusing on why I'm not procrastinating may actually work better than why you are procrastinating. I mean, nobody likes doing their paperwork, right? But if you say, well, that I won't get my money back, or I'll go to jail, or that I won't be able to take the tax deduction from donating the stuff, then if you focus on that, then the reward is inherent, and that may actually move you off the dime. That's pretty cool, right? Basically, have a conversation with your grown-up self, with your part that says, okay, let's not act like a baby, right? With your instead of your child self that says, I don't want to, have a conversation with the grown-up sort of best part of yourself, the superhero part of yourself that says, no, this is what should be done, the should part of you, all right? And see what the should part of you says, as opposed to beating yourself up. Basically, you may be working on the notion that anything that I can put off is better than the thing I can do. And you may want to look at that assumption. It may not actually be all that helpful for you, right? That if your assumption is, if I could do it today, I might as well just wait till tomorrow. Is there any advantage to that? Or are there some huge disadvantages that you just haven't looked at? Or only nerds do their paperwork on time? Or, you know, if I was better at math, I mean, look at what the basis of your philosophical overview for procrastination is. And if you're really going to do it, all right, so I would make at that point a list of, all right, if I procrastinate, what's the advantage and what's the disadvantage? And actually write them down, as opposed to just kind of letting it wander around in your head and think, oh, Scarlett O'Hara, I think about it tomorrow. And write down what's the advantage about waiting till tomorrow and the disadvantage, all right? There's two philosophies about that. One philosophy is, do the most odious thing on your list and get it, just do it. Just make yourself do it. And then everything else is going to seem easier because you've already done it. The other philosophy says, do the easiest, quickest thing on your list, because then you've at least made a start. That it doesn't make any difference. If you have 15 things on your list, the one that you cross off is only one, right? It's only 7%. It's one of 15. So pick the thing that you can do the most easily, the most readily, the quickest. Or the other philosophy is, do the one that is the most odious. So you can choose either, but the idea being, don't shoot for the middle, right? Either do the thing that will take like 4 seconds. I need to get a stamp. All right. And so the idea being that when you're at the grocery store, most grocery stores now sell stamps, so it'll take you one extra minute. Or the other thing is, I mean, the idea of, I'm going to clean out my closet, I mean, that stops most people in their tracks, right? But if not, if you're one of those people who thinks, okay, I'm going to tackle the huge thing, and then when that's done, everything else is going to seem easy and downhill. But do one or the other. Do one of the extremes. All right, if you get stuck on something, then basically see if they go on the next task. So the idea being, don't allow yourself to stay stuck. Because if you stay stuck, you're going to give yourself more reasons why procrastination makes sense. Of, well, you know, I couldn't do that, and it took me forever, and I still didn't get it done. So if you get stuck fairly quickly, I mean, because, right, for most of us, the idea is, if you get stuck, just keep trying again. But the idea on this one is, we're really turning all of those assumptions on their head. We're doing the exact opposite of it. If there's some fun way of doing it, for example, if you're cleaning out your closet, you know, this is something we do with kids, that a lot of parents now put a basketball net over the toy chest. So the idea is most kids are going to be reluctant to pick up the toys in their room before bed, right? But if you can throw stuff into the net that goes into the toy box, I mean, that might be more fun. So if you're thinking about cleaning out your closet, which is this time of year, I was actually talking with a friend last night who said, you're supposed to go around your house and look at everything in your house and say, does this make me happy? And if it does, then you keep it. And if it doesn't, then you throw it away or give it away. They said, what are you going to do about your husband? But that was a little joke. But she says she's made like a 2-inch inroad into her closet. But if she took a big box and put a basketball net over the top, you know, temporarily hook it on the wall so that she was throwing stuff, whether it's shoes or pocketbooks or blouses or skirts or underwear that her mother would yell at if she saw it, and throw them into the net which goes into the box, that might be a lot more fun. Right? Doing nothing means that you're going to feel terrible. So try just doing something, right? Anything is better than nothing. And breaking things down into small steps. Instead of saying, I'm going to clean out my closet, I'd say, I'm going to clean out my high-heeled shoes. For you guys, you know that's going to be very quick. It's a joke. Or I'm going to clean out my short-sleeve shirts. In other words, take something specific. All right. The idea is that... That you can also, this was not my invention, this was somebody else's, because it's a little complicated for the kinds of things I like to do, which is, it's called a Pomodoro. You know, the Pomodoro means tomato. And they have those tomato timers. Have you seen those? Mine's green. And basically, you set your timer, and you wait till the bell goes off, then you take a break. All right, so you're taking a tomato break. The idea being that you don't have to go forever. There also, if you want to get technological about it, there are some apps that are called a Wunderlist or a To-Do List. To-Doist, I guess. So you can do it with your technology intact. But the idea is, instead of doing the same old stuff doesn't work. You know, I say all the time, if you push A and B pops up and you hate A, or you hate B, then stop pushing A, because you know what's going to happen. So instead of figuring out why you're procrastinating, figure out why you're not procrastinating, right? Figure out why you actually end up doing something. Instead of dealing and beating up your baby self that says, I don't want to, just talk to your grown-up self that says, okay, this would be good because. Look at what your assumptions are, all right? Because some of those assumptions may not hold up to scrutiny, and that'll move you off the dime. If you're going to procrastinate, decide why you're procrastinating and how long you're procrastinating and why you're procrastinating and what the advantage of procrastination is. So instead of just not doing something, make yourself look at it specifically. And as I said, I'm a list maker, so doing the quickest on the list just to get rid of it may make some sense. But there's some days where I'm just sort of, you know, I think, okay, today's the day, and I'll just tackle the hardest stuff and just get it all done. And realizing as soon as I've gotten the really nasty one done, that that's kind of unplugging the log jam, and so I can move from that. But it doesn't make any difference what you use. Figure out your own personality or your own sensibility that way. And when you get stuck, don't stay stuck. All right? Try putting some fun in it. All right? Start any place. Break it all down. And use a timer, right? I think a timer is better than an app, but if you like apps, use an app. 855-993-7569. If you've been procrastinating calling me, better do it quickly before the end of the program. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That is not a taxi.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, this is the time of year, as I mentioned. If you've been listening to the program with great regularity, and bless your heart if you have, you know that this is a very busy time of year. It's been an extraordinary season on Broadway and off-Broadway in terms of not only the quantity, but the quality of things that have been on. And today I vote on the drama desk, which deals with both Broadway and off-Broadway, as opposed to Tony's, which only deal with Broadway. And our nominations came out today. There's some really interesting nominations for Outstanding Play. Airline Highway, which I'm seeing this weekend, so I can review it for you next week. The City of Conversation, which was wonderful in terms of giving a nostalgic view of how politics used to be, where people on both sides of the aisle would actually discuss concepts as opposed to just yell at each other and question their patriotism. My Mañana Comes, which is a wonderful play that I saw almost a year ago about busboys at a restaurant and trying to decide where their politics lie when it comes to supporting a coworker. The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Nighttime was one of my favorite plays ever, so I think that one is certainly going to get my vote. The Outstanding Musical is a wonderful, tight category this year. An American in Paris, which everybody, including me, raved about. Hamilton, which is coming to Broadway in July now, is wonderful about Alexander Hamilton, and it's kind of a rap musical, which doesn't sound very appealing, and it is. It's wonderful. Something Rotten I'm seeing next week. The Visit I mentioned this week, which was Cheetah Rivera in one of... It's not a perfect musical, but it is incredibly evocative. Outstanding revival of a play, Elephant Man, Ghost, The Iceman Cometh, The Wayside Motor Inn. Elephant Man, I think, has got this one really locked. A revival of a musical, Into the Woods, which is not the... It's a different one, which I thought was far superior to the original. The King and I, which I'm seeing tonight, so I'll review it for you next week. On the Town, everybody liked. On the 20th Century was Peter Gallagher and Kristen Chenoweth, which is terrific. Pageant, which I'm surprised it's on that list because it's adorable and cute, but it really doesn't fall into the same category. And Sideshow. So I'll have to kind of withhold my... If I had to vote today on it, I don't know, it'd be Into the Woods or On the 20th Century. But I haven't seen The King and I yet, so I can't vote on that yet. In terms of the outstanding actor in a play, this is going to be a really, really tough one. I think it's going to be between Bradley Cooper in The Elephant Man, Ben Miles in Wolf Hall Parts 1 and 2, which is wonderful, and Alexander Sharp in The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. All three of those are wonderful, as are Reed Burney, who's always good, and Bill Pullman, who's always good, but I think that it's going to be between those three, and probably... going to boil down to Bradley Cooper versus Alexander Sharp, which I said when I saw both of them quite some time ago. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I would probably give it to Alexander Sharp at this moment just because Bradley Cooper is wonderful. But he's a grown-up, and Alexander Sharp is a kid. Or I think other people are going to vote exactly the opposite of figuring Alexander Sharp will have other choices. But, I mean, I just think that an 18-year-old playing an autistic kid is more of an acting challenge than a man playing The Elephant Man, although I would be quite content with either. Outstanding actress, Kathleen Chalfant, who's always wonderful in A Walk in the Woods, Jan Maxwell, who's also always wonderful in City of Conversation, Helen Mirren in The Audience, Carey Mulligan in Skylight, Tanya Pinkins in Rashida Speaking. I would guess this is probably going to go to Helen Mirren, just because. I mean, some wonderful actors and some wonderful performances there. Outstanding actor in a musical, Brian D'Arcy James in Something Rotten, Robert Fairchild, American Paris, Jeremy Kushner in Atomic, Lin-Manuel Miranda in Hamilton, Matthew Morrison, Finding Neverland, Ryan Silverman in Sideshow. Tough category. I would guess probably Lin-Manuel Miranda in Hamilton, since he not only stars in it, but wrote it and directed it, so... But maybe not. We'll see. I mean, some really wonderful performances. Outstanding actress in a musical, Kate Baldwin in John and Jen, Kristen Chenoweth on the 20th Century, Leanne Cope at American in Paris, Aaron Davey in Sideshow, Lisa Howard, It Should Have Been You, Cheetah Rivera, The Visit. All of those are wonderful. My guess is it'll probably either go to Kristen Chenoweth or Cheetah Rivera, but all of them are wonderful. They're really some terrific performances. You can see it's a great year on Broadway. It's been a great season. I mean, we're this late in the season, and I still have, I think, four or five more plays to see that are up for nominations. Featured actor F. Murray Abraham, Reed Burney, who's up in two categories, Todd Freeman, Jonathan Hadari, Jason Butler Harner, Jonathan Hogan, Jose Joaquin Perez. Don't know on that one. F. Murray always, I mean, Reed Burney is, I mean, they're all, I mean, I think it's probably between Reed Burney and F. Murray, but who knows. Julie Halston and You Can't Take It With You probably has, or Lydia Leonard in Wolf Hall Parts 1 and 2. Julie White I haven't seen yet. She's always good, so I'm looking forward to Airline Highway. You can see it's really a wonderful year. Some really great properties, some extraordinary performances. So if you're thinking about coming to New York anytime soon, some of these, to be quite honest, will close after June, after the Tonys and the Drama Desk and the Inner Circle, just because if they don't get awards, that they will probably close. But there are some really wonderful things to see here. I love movies. We just went through a whole bunch of movies. But movies you can always get on Netflix. Broadway, live Broadway or off-Broadway, is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And even if that night that you see it or that afternoon that you see it will never be exactly the same as it was again. So absolutely sort of find out, go to TKTS on the day of in Times Square and get half-price tickets, order ahead of time. But do come and see live theater. And it's certainly gotten expensive. There's no question about that. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And the movies, you know, as Trevor says, you can get them on Redbox or Netflix. Theater, you can't do that. So sort of save your pennies. Take your kids, or take yourself. Don't take young kids because they'll make a lot of noise, and it's not worth $150 to sit there saying shh to your kid this whole time, or explaining. But some wonderful, wonderful things to see with great music, great theater, great performances, beautiful costumes. I mean, there's just a whole lot of stuff this year that, and there's some years where you think, oh my goodness, we're really going to have to strain for this category. And this is not one of them. This is one of the years, as I said, I've been covering theater now for probably 15, 16 years. And I know people talk about 1939 as being a great year for movies and theater, but I think this is one of those years that will really stand up to scrutiny in terms of one of the best years ever in terms of performances of new stuff, of revivals, of surprisingly touching performances, some people who've been doing this for a long time, and some people who are brand new to the theater. So make sure when you come to New York, you see some live theater. Off-Broadway is fine as well. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.